The Suspension of Disbelief in Research Games, an upcoming talk by Betty Adamu from Research for Gaming on New MR for the Altered Reality series on Thursday the 9th of June. So much of our lives are spent floating in a sustained suspension of disbelief. We immerse ourselves in unreal, altered realities most of each day, where the majority of this time is dreaming by day or by night. We suspend judgment concerning the implausibility of a narrative when we watch TV shows like Game of Thrones, movies like Harry Potter, and grow up reading weirdly wonderful tales from the likes of Roald Dahl. With almost every screen and thing around us vying, seducing and calling us like a siren to the rocks to just be anywhere else but in our own lives, the market research industry is catching on to the benefits of strategic and functional altered realities. Research games have been produced by Research Through Gaming since the company's inception in 2001. In that time, we've transported people to other worlds through the use of virtual environments, music and sound effects, story and game. Being an undercover agent, being blasted into the future, becoming a top-level apparel designer, playing product developer and being promoted to a president of a large company are all role plays in different worlds that we've used for the purpose of immersing respondents in the research content and observing reactions in a way that's truer than ever before. It doesn't matter that some narratives are fantastical. It doesn't even matter that some of the virtual environments we design and create aren't reflective of any place that's real. It is in that fantasy of a future scenario, or of a situation where respondents only have a limited budget, or amount of time, or can interact with a product that doesn't even exist yet, that we have gained insights that have been actionable for the brands we work with. When we combine such narratives, game mechanics and other digital components available to us, such as timers, music and sound effects, we can alter realities in a powerful way for people of any age, culture or gender. Time and time again, we've blown the minds of our respondents. With heartfelt and excitable voluntary reviews, they tell us how grateful they feel to have a company take the time to make the research experience a lot better and engaging. With so much voluntary feedback to evidence fantastic participant engagement, the market research industry can take heed to understand that a functional and strategic altered reality is better, more enjoyable and more useful to everyone involved. Better than the surveys of yesteryear that have never been able to inspire or capture imagination like the research game. The Suspension of Disbelief in Research Games is our completely new and upcoming talk with the fantastic and free webinar organisation New MR. The talk will take place on Thursday the 9th of June and will be presented by me, the CEO and founder of Research for Gaming, Betty Adamu. What does Suspension of Disbelief mean, we hear you ask? Well, don't worry, there's a great Wikipedia article in this blog hyperlinked for you that can help you. And why is suspension of disbelief so important for the research game? Will all be revealed in the upcoming talk. If you use Twitter, you can follow the conversation while listening into the New MR webinar and even ask questions which can be read out during the live webinar. Just use hashtag NewMR and the host, Ray Poynter, will be likely to read your tweets where there's time. Thank you very much.